First of all, Maseches Beitza, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah Beis is going to say all the stuff that's Asar on Shabbos, that's a Shvus, is Asar on Yom Tov. That's the Mishnah is going to say. A Shvus, you will, is a any Isar Durabanan for Shabbos, like from the word Shabbos to rest. Now, Shvusin come in three varieties, and that's what the Mishnah will deal with all three, but there's no difference. Across the board, they're going to be Asar and Shabbos and Asar and Yom Tov. But the three varieties are: a Shvus, the rabbis say, just don't do it, even though it has no mitzvah value, even in Chol. They just said, don't do this because this will potentially lead to breaking Shabbos. An example we'll see in the Mishnah will be like, say, climbing a tree. Okay, no good. Now, lest you come to rip off a branch. So the point is, climbing a tree is not a mitzvah, and it's Asar. And Chol, it's Asar and Shabbos, and therefore, sorry, it's Asar and Shabbos, even though it's no mitzvah and Chol, and therefore it'll be Asar and Yom Tov. The second kind, that'll be called just a generic Shvus. Then there's a step up that the Mishnah will refer to as a Rishus. Rishus means, in this context anyways, it means like a little bit of a mitzvah. Meaning, if you did it on Chol, that would be a good thing to do, and it's a mitzvah on some level, but it's not absolutely chiyuvi, it's not an absolute mitzvah, it's just, you'll see the cases in the Mishnah. There are cases where if you did it, it's nice, you didn't have to do it, you didn't have to do it now, someone else could have done it for you. Anyways, the point is, the Mishnah is going to say, where the rabbi said, don't do these reshuyos things, like optional mitzvahs on Shabbos, lest you come to write, let's say, it will be an example, then you can't do any Yom Tov either. And the third category will be what they'll call mitzvah, which is, it's a mitzvah to do if it would be a whole day, and the rabbi said, don't do it again, because lest you come to write, for example. And then, therefore, even though, since the rabbi said, don't do it on Shabbos, lest you come to write, even though it's a mitzvah, it will also apply on Yom Tov. You can't do it on Yom Tov either, because the Shvus. Then we'll get it basically, 6 and 4 and 4 makes 14 examples. So, 6 of the first kind, 4 of the second, 4 of the third. Here it says inside, Kol shechayv in a love mishum shvus. Everything, anything that, I'll translate idiomatically, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because of Shvus, you'd be chayv for, but obviously it's just a rabbanan here. Or mishum rishus, or mishum mitzvah b'Shabbos, whether it's a general Shvus, like climbing trees, or rishus, the sort of optional, with the examples in a second, or mishum mitzvah, even though it would be an absolute mitzvah to do on Chol, but on Shabbos you can't. Chayav and alav, but Yom Tov, you'd be equally chayav on Yom Tov. Again, these are just the rabbanan, so chayav is a strange choice of words, but it means it's asur. Okay, ve'elohein, mishum shvus. These are examples of 6 things you can't do on Shabbos, and therefore not on Yom Tov, even though they're just shvus ba'alma, that is a regular old things you shouldn't do, lest you break Shabbos or Yom Tov, but there's no mitzvah component to them at all. So first of all, lo olin be'ilan, you can't climb a tree. We're afraid if you climb a tree, you might come to do kotzer, you'll rip off a branch or an apple, and that'll be no good.
If you kick off bar, is that the same thing?
Kicking off bar? Anyways, certainly the only. Anyways, it's not anything intentional. That we just did the rabban. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Thank you for putting the good words in my mouth. Kicking off bark would be the same as accidentally kicking off a branch. Yeah.
Okay.
Neither would be a deraisa, obviously. But okay, fine. But therefore, the rabbis said, don't even climb trees in the first place, lest you come to detach things. Below roch min agabi behema. You can't go riding animals, because lest you also come to essentially sitting on the little donkey, it's not going, so you're going to rip off a twig to whack it, and before you know it, you've ripped off a twig off the tree. Now you're breaking Shabbos, so therefore no riding back to the behemoth.
So this is, you could, or it's inevitable?
No, you might. 1 in a million. But that would be Doraisa. We don't want 1 in a million. Well, the rabbis, if you haven't noticed, take the Issur Doraisa and certainly Issur Shabbos very seriously. Like they don't mind if it's 1 in a million. They don't care. A more striking example is, for example, not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Lest one guy in some door decides he wants to take an expert to learn how to play on Shabbos and end up.
The best way is from that Tana that said you shouldn't. That the Chachamim were great in saying you should not read L'or HaNer because he went and forgot.
Right, Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. Right. So that's the story. Velo shatan al pnei amayim. You can't go swimming Shatan is swimming al pnei amayim in the water. The fear here is you might make a flotation device. Okay, I guess when I was a kid, I remember we had this little like belt, like a tire that went around our waist, and then I got my sisters. Remember, had these little like wings, floating wings. Okay, so all those things are very obviously. If you have like polyurethane, you could do it. If you don't have polyurethane, essentially, you basically make a barrel. Essentially, the kid hold on, don't let go, and it floats. So you make one of those. That's how the mission describes it. But the point is, you'll make something to float with. To teach them how to swim. That's so good. Because makav patish, you're making a kli. Okay? Velo metapchen, you can't. Metapchen is clap your hands. Velo mesapkin, that's like a slap your. Pat your hand against your thigh. Again, both are sort of like clapping, like for music. Velo merakden, you can't dance. All three of those are for the same reason, lest the person come to make or repair his musical instruments on Shabbos. Now, on the last three, obviously the poskim are looking, since people do this stuff, some more than others, whatever.
Because we don't know how to make things.
So the poskim are, yeah, they're like sort of, I have a feeling it's the, first came the violation, then came the mora heter. I think, I don't think it went the other way around, I doubt it. So that basically they say, many poskim rule leniently and say, since today we're not pros in making instruments, like who's going to make a guitar already? So therefore, they kind of, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure if they're permitting or they're luckily turning like a blind eye to it. But in any case, there are many poskim who are matir, clapping, slapping, and dancing. Although, the proper, if you haven't noticed, what people do is they, when they clap, they do some sort of shinui. I don't know who those people are, but people like me. So, okay, they would still, they'll clap the back of their hand or something, you'll see like something like that. And dancing, which you really shouldn't do on Shabbos for the same reason. People, even though Chazal, I don't think the poskim didn't really initially differentiate between like 2 feet off the ground and 1 foot off the ground dancing, which I think is the definition of running usually. But in any case, that people I think are machmir, it's like they don't dance, but they do sort of walk in a circle, which Jews call dancing. So that seems to be my observation.
Break.
What?
We don't break dance.
Right, we don't dance, yeah. Okay, fine.
What do you mean, that's not dancing?
Okay, so that was level one. Level one is just the regular old things. Those things you can't do on Shabbos, lest you come to break Shabbos, and that also apply to Yom Tov. Those are just regular Shavuos. The rabbis put in protection, but no mitzvah value. Now, ve'elu hen mishum rishus. These are things that are usher because of despite the fact of them being a rishus. Meaning, they're sort of this. They'd be nice things to do. There's some mitzvah level to them, but again, not doing them on Shabbos, and therefore not allowed to do them on Yom Tov. Lo danin. You can't like convene a beis din to do a din Torah. So the truth is, the Gemara starts bending over backwards about that is a mitzvah, and there's all sorts of Chazal has lots of important things to say about. Doing it in Torah is like learning Torah and great mitzvah and keep the world going. So basically the answer is going to be you have a better base than lying around elsewhere. So then since there's a better base than nearby, the mitzvah really falls on them, the ikaron. So for you to convene an ad hoc base and would just be like a rishus, you're allowed to do it, but the mitzvah isn't on you because there's a better base than elsewhere to deal with this problem. So that's why it's only rishus, but you shouldn't do it. Follow that? The kasha just is, why isn't, I'm just summing up. The kasha is, why isn't doing a din Torah a mitzvah? It is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on a basin to do what basins do. But the teretz is, well, this basin didn't have the mitzvah because there's a bigger, better basin elsewhere that could and should do it on chol. Okay. Velo makdishin. This is not marrying a woman. Now, that's only rishus. Again, the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? That's a mitzvah. And it is indeed a big mitzvah to marry a woman, but the issue here is the guy has a wife and kids already. This is his second wife. So again, it's a rishos, but not a strict mitzvah. Velo choltzin, you can't do chalitza, velo miyabin, or do yibum. Again, same question. And the answer is, okay, this we're talking about the brother who's like a younger brother. The oldest brother that survives is supposed to marry his sister-in-law who lost her husband without any children. We can manage, so that mitzvah devolves ideally on the oldest living brother. The younger brother could do it, but if he does, it's just a rishus, not a mitzvah, absolutely on him. So those things are usher on Shabbos. In all cases, they're all usher because of lest you come to write things down. The Beis Din write things down. They'll write a ksuba. They'll write the documents for the Yivam and so on. And all that stuff is no good because you can't write. Therefore, the rabbis said, don't do it. Ve'elein mishum mitzvah. And these things are usher, even though they are indeed a mitzvah, but they said, don't do them on Shabbos. And therefore, you can't do them on Yom Tov either. Lo makdishin. That's, is the exact same word?
No.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, good. Yeah. So, anyways, the makdishin here means, I'm just looking for a spell. So, exactly. You can't contribute, make a pledge, something of yours to become, to the, belong to the Beis HaMikdash. The issue there is it looks like you're transferring ownership, which is already like a mekachamemchar ish. So therefore, they said don't do it, even though it's a mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah anytime to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't do it. V'lo ma'arichin. Erichin is a partial to itself. Basically, cutting a long story short, it's giving a pledging an amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash based on a certain table of values that the Torah gives to different people, like putting if you're male or female and how old you are, you have like a fixed erich. Doesn't matter if you're like have broken legs or something. Like the Torah just says, if you're so old, then you're worth so much. If you're a boy and you're a girl, at the table, it's eight different values. Like for a man, it's like it's between like I think it's worth five shkalim between 30 days and 5 years, and it goes up to 20 till he's 20, and then it's 50 until he's 60 years old, and then it's 15 until he's dead. So and so on. So anyway, the point is, if I say I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash, or I'll give your value to the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't actually size you up. We just say, oh, just male or female, and how old they are, follow the table, and that's a fixed amount. That's called erichin. There's all maseches erichin, so we'll get there. Chas Hashem. V'lo machrimin. For now, again, haramim are. Don't think of the word cherem as like as in nidui, as in like excommunication. Cherem is much is like also tibetic bias. It has it basically you're making things restricted and from everyone else and giving it to the hektish tibetic bias. Also, we'll get there in nadarim. We'll see it for starters, which is in nashim. So that's not too far away. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly. We're talking about exactly lo cherem, lo konam, lo that's the business of that. We'll see all those different things in the Dharam position. Okay. Fine. V'lo magbi and truma maestra, that we've seen already a number of times. You can't separate your trumas and your maestras, because that looks like tikkun, and that you can't do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now that just, the Bartanura speaks out, as we also ourselves saw, that you would be allowed to take challah for bread that was made on Yom Tov and give it to a kohen. If it was made on Yom Tov and Mufresh on Yom Tov, you can give it to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Otherwise, we don't give Truma and Maaser because it makes it edible.
Permission to make a pledge in Shul, let's say, the Yisrael.
Well, good question. So when you're I think this is the answer. When you make a pledge in Shul, you're actually not transferring your ownership. You're just committing to do. When I said pledging, because I didn't have a better English word, you're making it, you're consecrating. That's a better word, consecrating. I'm giving these cookies now to the Beis HaMikdash, so now they immediately become hektish, and now if someone would eat them, they'd be over me'ila, blah, 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 blah. It's actually a transfer of ownership, as opposed to just, I'm committing that, yeah, you know, push the tab in, that you call me at the shower to give you $18. That's the
point. No green.
Okay. Fine. Kol Elu B'Yom Tov Amru. All these things are forbidden on Yom Tov. Kol V'Chomer B'Shabbos. You can't do them on Shabbos. And now the Mishnah just sums up with, I guess, like a general principle, which is Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos. There actually is no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos across the board. Ela Ochel Nefesh B'Lavad. Except for the one exception, which is Ochel Nefesh, which you can cook food or prepare food for use on Yom Tov.
This could have been a very short Mishnah.
Well, actually, the halacha is like the first part of the mission. Actually, is not like this statement. This statement is going like Beis Shammai. This is not la halacha. There are other differences. Like, for example, we've seen two that I can think of. One of it is we saw, like, for example, Hotza. Hotza, you're allowed to do. He said, since they permitted carrying for food sakes, then for other sakes also you can carry. So as this mishnah is going, like this last part of the mishnah is going like Beis Shammai, you could do, for example, there is other differences like chotzah.
There's no
union of air. That's true. La halacha. There's also a separate thing. We said the standards for tircha were different. We said like for example throwing the figs down the hole or through the window. So we said on Shabbos came and throw them down the hole because of tircha, etc. So there are other differences. Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, to me, Darkei Sholem would also.
Well, whatever the din is, it's the same. I don't think there's a difference in the din. Okay. I don't think there's any difference. Whatever the din is, yeah.
I thought in my music that there still is an issue of, let's say, carrying some stuff that you really don't need to.
Well, you could have, like, there is issues like that, of mukta issues, like things you don't need. Mukta would still kick in. There are other differences, like, we saw other things too. I can't remember what the actual Mishnah was. We said that Yom Tov is more makel than Shabbos because it's only a lav and not misa, and so on. There are the differences. That's the point. There are other differences. The halachas don't like this.